Hello, everyone. It's time for another episode of Candidly Eclectic. Today, we're going to do the first of the seasonal specific episodes. Today, we're going to discuss spring. Flowers begin to bloom. It starts to get warm. The air is clean and the atmosphere feels more hopeful. Baby animals are born. The birds return and start singing again. Overall, spring feels like a new beginning. It's the first full season of the new year, and it seems to put a pep in everyone's step. We could live without those pesky allergies, though. Let's dive a bit deeper into spring as we see it, shall we?
What is your favorite part of spring?
My birthday.
Very fair, very fair. I like baby animals and, like, just
Florals.
Mm-hmm. Floral growth.
Yeah. Do you use sunscreen in spring or do you wait until summer?
I use it only because I'm so fair and I don't want to burn because I have the setting of ghost or lobster.
There's no in between.
There's no in between. Even when the lobster sunburn starts healing, mm-hmm. it just goes right back to ghost. There is no tan.
Sorry, I cannot. I'm not going to share my tan with you. I don't use it until, like, Memorial Day.
Okay.
So that, but since we're going on a trip in March, and it's going to be, like, 80 degrees, hopefully,
where we're going.
Then I have to start.
Okay.
But I tan like there's no Memorial. I burn, yeah. But it doesn't go from burn to white. It goes burn to tan.
Ah, okay. What do you look forward to most in spring and why?
I'm going to have to say, actually, going on hikes more and trying to go camping.
Okay. I was going to say I look forward to the campsites, like, mm-hmm. starting to slowly open up so
yeah.
we can camp and have fun and then explore, like, Batstow and that
yeah.
kind of area.
Yeah.
And I also like baby animals.
Yes. Do you have seasonal allergies that flare up this time of year?
Yep. None that are officially diagnosed, but like...
It's just the normal...
But like I get congested, mm-hmm. my eyes get all like...
Gross.
And they're sneezing. And then my dogs get mad because they hate when I sneeze. How about you? Do you have them?
No. I'm not a single one.
I'm so jealous. Do you have any traditions for Easter, which is the big holiday in this area that gets celebrated during spring?
No.
Okay.
We just do the baskets for the kids, my niece and nephew, and that's it.
Okay. We still attempt being the key word,
mm-hmm.
to dye eggs. This never works out.
I think I'm done doing that. Like, I did it last year,
mm-hmm.
and I made one for my niece and nephew, and they're hard-boiled eggs. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, now I'm done.
Okay.
What is your favorite and least favorite spring chore?
Least favorite is starting to cut the grass again.
Okay.
I hate doing that. But we have our riding mower back, mm-hmm. so hopefully that will make it better. But, like, the push mower, we live on a couple acres, and it's awful. It's so awful. I hate it so much. My favorite is putting up, like, bird feeders and stuff.
There you go.
My other least favorite, though, like, inside the house, my least favorite is, like, the big spring cleaning mm-hmm. where, like, you donate stuff. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, my stuff is going away.
But it'll make more room.
Exactly. For more stuff. Goodness. And my favorite inside chore is probably... That's when I get ambitious and I start, like, meal prepping.
Mm-hmm.
So, meal prepping is probably my favorite. I only do it during spring, though, because normally by summer I'm like, oh, I'm sick of this. Do you have a favorite and least favorite tour?
No.
Okay.
I do tours every day, so that's half the reason why we don't, in the spring, are, like, we're cleaning out the garage. That's not as daunting as it used to be, because we do it in the winter, too.
Okay.
So, by spring, all we have to do is just blow out the leaves and just rearrange some stuff, and then we're done.
Okay.
So, that's why you clean as you go throughout the seasons.
What is your favorite seasonal food in spring?
I don't think it's seasonal for me. I eat this, like, we're having it this week. My favorite meal, meatloaf.
Oh, okay. All with right.
Whatever veggie or salad, and then a side of my mom's mac and cheese.
Okay. That sounds good.
So good.
I think mine, and again, I don't know if it's seasonal, but we mainly eat it in spring. It's like potato pancakes.
Okay. We do that for leftovers. Like for Thanksgiving or something, if we have leftovers, my mom will make them. Please tell us about a day that you would describe as the perfect spring day.
All right. Okay. Wake up. Sun's just come up. So it's like early.
Like 6 a.m. You're saying 6 a.m. you're going to get up?
I'm going to say 7. We're going to say 7. Still fresh and early, but not sick.
Well, that's when the sun's coming up.
So, get up.
7:30.
Put on something comfortable. T-shirt, light jacket, leggings, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Go to one of the local, like, forests. Hike the trail. Go fishing. Maybe camp in the backyard if the
weather permits.
The weather permits and the campsites aren't open. Campfire. What I would eat, potato packets. I would do potato packets on a good spring day. Steak and potato packets on the fire.
Okay.
Very nice. And the potato packets we do are literally just like cubed potatoes in salt, pepper, and something else my mom puts in there, I don't know. But we don't do, like, onions because none of us can handle the texture of them. So, then we roll them up in aluminum foil and...
Oh, you put them on the grill?
Yep.
Yeah. I remember doing those.
And that's good. And then maybe if I'm doing a campfire, a Dutch oven cake.
Ooh.
Now, I do...
We've never had that.
Make it one time when we go camping this year.
If we can have fires with all the fires that happened, so we weren't allowed to have a fire. And it rained the entire week.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Even if we wanted and were allowed to have a fire, we couldn't.
We couldn't because it was raining.
But the Dutch oven cake that I do, it's cake mix. And then if you're doing chocolate cake, you do Sprite in it. I learned this in Girl Scouts, and you don't have to put anything else in it, like no eggs, no anything. It's just mix that up, put it in the Dutch oven, and then bake it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing vanilla, you do a Coca-Cola in it. Or you could do Sprite in the vanilla, Coke in the chocolate, however you want to work it out.
Okay.
But that, and then sleep in the sleeping bag, and look up at the stars, and then go to sleep.
At like 3 a.m.? Yeah.
Yes. And play board games in the tent. That's always fun.
And popcorn read.
Yes.
I don't think it would happen in that book.
Do you have a perfect spring day for yourself?
Looking at the horses behind my house.
Okay.
Going to the barn. If there's a show, I would like to go. Probably just walk the neighborhood. And if I'm able to go hiking, probably go hiking with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back and just sit on the deck.
Okay.
And hang out with the dog.
All right. What is one object that you associate with spring and why?
I don't really have one.
Okay. Let me make sure I'm about to say the right name of this flower. I was not about to say the right name, so let me correct it.
Is it a flower that I might know?
Oh, yeah.
Hydrangea? Amaryllis?
Dandelions.
Oh, dandelions, yeah.
Mm. I was going to say daffodils. That is not the same flower. I like dandelions because it's spring, and like in Hunger Games, which I love, it's a symbolic flower in Hunger Games,
okay.
And you can make like dandelion stew.
Yes.
Which is not my favorite thing in the world, but occasionally it's nice.
I've never had it.
We can make it at camp.
Okay.
In the Hunger Games, dandelions represent hope, resilience, and Katniss's resourcefulness, according to Google AI. But yes. So, for me, it's dandelions. I was really about to sit here and say daffodils. Nope.
Wrong!
Not the one that reminds me of spring the most. Though they are beautiful. They're very, very nice flowers.
Yeah. What? How do you decorate your home for spring?
Bunny everything.
Okay.
Bunnies and flowers and like the Animal Crossing characters.
I've heard the game, but I don't play it.
That's okay. I've been playing it for 20 years.
Okay.
Help. Do you guys put up, like, decorations for spring?
Only for Easter.
Okay.
We have, like, my grandmom's stuff, and we just put it wherever, like, on the kitchen table, and that's it. We only have, like, it's, like, a, like, the bottom part, it's, like, a wooden, like, egg that's cracked and has green grass, like the fake grass, and it's like hand painted on the outside, and it's like a tree, but it's like one of those weird, I don't know how to describe it, but it's a cute little tree, and like you hang on the tree the little cute little spring characters like bunnies and like all that stuff or whatever, and that's about it. That goes on the kitchen table, and that's all we have.
Okay. Yeah, I will hit up Hobby Lobby and then get, like, the bunny stuff and decorate that. And then Bubby gets a little flipping fashion show photo shoot thing. And we're like, oh, Bubby, it's your season. And then he just looks at us like we're all crazy.
Yeah, I will come at you guys.
What is your favorite song about spring?
I don't have one.
Neither do I. I don't know of any songs that are, like, specific, other than, like, children's songs.
Like,
I forget who sings it. It might be, no, it's not the Laurie Berkner Band.
I love the Laurie Berkner Band.
But,
if you know the title, I'm gonna say, look up the title.
Yes, let's look it up. Children's springtime song. I think I saw it.
Rain, go away.
I mean, that is a solid option.
Like, adult song, I should be, like, the only, On the Way to Cape May is the only other song I know.
Oh, it's from Music Box Kids. On YouTube, spring song for children called Springtime.
Never heard of it.
One of the kids I babysat was obsessed with it. Ah. But I don't know of any song that's, like, specifically for spring.
Well,
I like, if we were talking about summer, I would literally just say In Summer from Frozen. Because that's, like, summer, and it's like, okay, that works.
No, I would do Wildwood Days or On the Way to Cape May.
Oh,
or North Carolina.
True. There are a lot of good
Or Life is
songs.
A Highway.
Yeah.
Rascal Flatts is a good summer song. All right. Anyway. What are your top five spring hobbies?
Archery. Camping.
I would love to see you with a bow and arrow. And try to hit a bull. Try to hit the target.
I'm actually pretty decent. So, archery.
Well, we have to find a place that does archery.
Bass Pro Shop in Atlantic City has an archery range.
I mean, outside. Not indoors. I mean, outside. We need an outdoor one.
So, archery, camping, hiking, axe throwing. I like doing that.
We need to do that.
Yes.
Like, now?
Is the place open today?
Let's go.
And then fifth, fishing.
Okay. I don't have any. Except camping and hiking. Those are my only two.
Okay. Not even like photography or anything?
The last time I touched my camera was for the sharp-tinned hawk. That's in my area,
okay,
by my house, because we have so many bird feeders that it came literally up to the window and it attached itself to the windowsill.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Okay.
It's because it eats other birds.
Oh, goodness.
So it eats the cardinals and the blue jays. And
oh, no.
So that was the last time. No, just camping and hiking.
Okay. What is your most beloved place in spring?
I don't have one.
Okay. I think for me, it's Flower and Garden Festival in Epcot, which you'll get to experience when we go in March. It will have literally, it starts while we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go 2 days after it starts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Is that where, like, they do the flower figures and stuff?
Yeah, they do the topiaries, and there's, like, food from certain, like, special foods, and it's good. But I love seeing the topiaries. I love the smell of the flowers in the air. So, for me, it's gonna be Disney World, Epcot, specifically.
Very nice. If you could travel anywhere in the world during spring, where would you go and why?
London.
That was not what I was thinking. I thought you would have said Disney.
London, because, like, the weather is, like...
But it's... Doesn't it still...
Exactly. It's like,
still,
typical London.
It always, like, rains.
I would love to go and just be there in the spring where, like, things are starting to... At least from my understanding, like, starting to get warmer and stuff, but it's still rainy. It's still what you think of when you think stereotypical London.
Yeah.
Look, I just really want to go to London.
If only my passport were up to date.
Do you have a place you would like to go?
Maine.
Maine. Very nice.
Maine. I want to see the moose. Moose.
The moose. That's not the right plural.
The moose?
Okay.
Right? Mooses? Moose? How do you say it?
I think it's just moose.
What's the plural form of moose? Like fish and fishes? Like you say fish.
Deer and deer is technically the same. So I think it's moose.
Okay. I want to say the moose.
Because, like, ox becomes oxen. So I don't think it's moosin. That doesn't sound right. Moose.
Sorry while we're trying to figure this out.
Multiple mooses.
Making fools of ourselves. Why don't we just look it up?
Yeah.
Give us a minute. Hold on.
Do 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 do
do do
do do do do do. Google, help us, please. Thank you.
We're getting there. What is the plural term for moose? What is the
plural term for moose?
Plural.
Thank God for Google.
For moose. popular, the plural of moose is moose. It's the same.
Oh, okay.
For example,
right.
You might say there are several moose in the floor. Okay. I didn't put the several part in there. I just said I want to see moose. Could have meant one, could have meant two. But yeah, I want to see
a plethora of moose.
Yes. And I've just, Maine is on my bucket list no matter what. And I know a couple people who've been to Maine for hiking and everything. So they said it's really nice in spring.
Okay. Do you have a spring-specific bucket list, and does it change yearly? I know you just said
about Maine. I just want to go to Maine. There's other places I want to go, but I don't have it specifically in a season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just wherever. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, London for me. And then I'd branch out and explore more of the UK, but, like, London specifically holds a deeply dear place in my heart. I want to go on a fishing boat and, like, go fishing.
You're going to need a lot of Dramamine.
Yeah.
I've done that before, and it's so much fun. Mm. It really is. But if you do not know how to untangle a fishing line from somebody else who's next to you, do not bring your own fishing pole. Because that is going to be costly.
Okay.
Always rent poles that they give you on the boat.
Okay.
And if you don't know how to hook, that's what I meant. Put bait on your hook.
Okay.
I just don't kiss the fish that I caught. I'll do that. Like, I can unhook, like, I can take them off the hook for you and throw them back in, but do not ask me for your first catch. I will ask you, you should kiss your fish, take it.
So, like Shelby?
Yes, like Shelby.
Oh, we
love you, Shelby.
We love you. Oh, you're great, Shelby.
And anything else?
I have a few more on the phone.
Okay.
Because this is short so far.
Okay. All right. With your best shot.
What is the weather like in spring in this area, if you had to describe it?
In our area?
Yes.
Okay. So, in New Jersey, well, our area is...
South Jersey.
It depends, actually, to be honest. Like, the other day, it was snowing. Yesterday, it was rainy, windy, and felt like I was in Wizard of Oz with the wind.
And then
today is sunny.
Still a little windy.
Still a little windy, but not as bad.
Yeah.
But it's freezing.
Yeah.
And then, no, because yesterday it was like 60 degrees, but it was raining all day. So, I think it just varies, technically.
Yeah.
Are we talking like March spring or April spring? Because
they're very different.
It could be, so the weather could, in South Jersey, can be very temperamental.
It really can.
It can be sunny and 65, and then the next day, 20 degrees and snowing. I kind of exaggerated it a little bit, but you get what we're trying to say.
Yes. Do you start buying fresh produce in spring from farmers markets? Because we have a lot near us.
If they're open, yes, my mom will do blueberries on Assine Road. Okay. That little. But when, corn summer, never mind. That's probably it. She only just gets blueberries.
Okay.
What do you guys do?
We do, like, berries. A lot of berries. Because the bunny can eat berries. Mm-hmm. We like berries. And, like, Aunt Jean, when she was here, a fiend for some blueberries.
Really?
She would even eat them like cereal. She'd put them in a bowl and pour milk over them, a little bit of sugar, and just devour that thing. I'm like, okay. But, like, sensory-wise, I couldn't. Like, the berry texture didn't go well with the milk texture, in my opinion.
I used to do, like, frosted flakes with blueberries or, like, cut up banana when I was younger and that. But now, like, I think as I'm older, I don't eat cereal anymore. Mm-hmm. Unless, like, if we're camping and, like, you brought the packaged the smaller pack, yeah, and just eat it right out of the box, then I'm fine with. But if I try to do a bowl of cereal with milk and maybe like sliced bananas, it's a texture thing.
Okay.
All of a sudden. But other than that.
What do you do on the first official day of spring? Anything in particular?
Yes. I help my mom. So we have a deck attached to the back of our house, and we have giant flower pots. Like, you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I will help my mom go get flowers from spots. That's like our local,
local
flower place or wherever, yeah. Or like the other place on 206. Get flowers or whatever plants she wants to start planting, and then we just put everything on the deck or wherever in the yard to start making the deck look nice for spring. And then there's a saying. There's a spring saying that someone said, and I used it. And I don't, because like we clean the deck, we'll vaguely power wash it, like, or we'll have someone come over and do it, but then we get it repainted every so often. But the furniture goes out on the thing, like the cushions go out on the deck. Chairs okay. and stuff. Yeah, so we just make the deck look pretty. And then if it's really nice out, like if it's like 60 or 65, we'll sit out there and enjoy the birds and just enjoy peacefulness of our backyard.
Okay. We go to Rita's every year because they normally have like a free water ice or whatever. And this year I'm starting. Because, like, if I'll put a picture up on the Instagram, but the Lego set up there that we have, it's a Lego. I think that's an orchid.
Oh, but, that's pretty.
But I've gotten into Legos recently, so I do, like, an animal or a flower Lego set.
Oh, nice.
And, like, get all my camping stuff out. I load that into the car so I can camp whenever I want if I can get a spot at a campsite, which really doesn't open until Memorial Day anyway, like the official site.
Yeah, but then we can do the whole, like, in your backyard.
Yeah. Perks of living on land.
That when you have a lack of land.
Yeah. So, another question is, and these are just coming out of my head now.
Okay.
Is there an animal that you see that tells you spring is here?
Baby geese.
Baby geese? Okay.
And I hate geese with a passion. No offense, but Canadian geese, like baby geese are just so cute.
Mm-hmm. And then they become Canada's infantry.
And then they're just nasty. I see them a lot at the zoo when we do for Mother's Day. And I hate them. Like, I cringe every time I see them, and we sit outside, and if it's really nice out, we'll sit outside, and, like, we'll grab, like, whatever from the Tiger Terrace.
Yeah.
From the zoo. We'll sit outside if it's really nice, and these fucking birds are everywhere!
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my younger brother would purposely throw a french fry without me knowing by my foot, and this thing is creeping up on me, and I look, I jump out of my seat, and I am bolting across the walkway. I want nothing to do with these things. My brother and my mom are laughing hysterically while I am crying internally and screaming.
Okay. Another question. Would you rather spend the spring day in a tulip field or a campground?
Whoa. Well, I have been to a tulip field, and I love camping.
Both. Okay.
Like, the first part of the day, I go to the tulip field, and then the second half, camping.
Okay. What is... So you said you've been to the tulip field.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that is something you would want to do more often? Or was that like a one and done?
I think for my first time, I went with a friend of mine and her two kids, who I was the younger kid's teacher for a while. I think at that point, because it was still a little chilly and there were so many people there, that I wouldn't mind going again.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want to spend like 6.5 hours there.
Okay.
Like, take your pictures, grab a couple of tulips, and leave. Because I didn't almost get home till like almost 7 o'clock.
Oh.
And we left at like 11 a.m. So I think I was just, and the younger kid, little boy, was getting a little antsy and like losing interest, and like, I get it, and we were, but I wouldn't mind going again.
Okay.
But not for 6.5 hours, about.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you?
I would probably do campground.
Campground.
Like, the tulip field and the pictures you posted were really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not necessarily.
Maybe like once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Like, for maybe like a special occasion, mm-hmm. if no one's ever been there. Oh, let's take a random trip to the tulip field for a couple hours, get pictures, and then that's it.
Yeah, I feel more at home camping than I would in a tulip field.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say tulip field. And then, do you have any, like, activities that you start in the spring that you look forward to every year?
Mother's Day, Philadelphia Zoo.
Okay. Because spring...
That's about it.
Okay.
And, well, then, if we can start camping in the backyards, like yours or mine, mm-hmm. That I love.
Yeah, that is fun.
That is fun.
Like, we've done it even during, like, the COVID year.
We did it, but we were in separate.
We did it in our own houses. In our own houses, and then, like, Instagram chat video chat each other. And we'd hear, like, a noise in the other tent and be like, what was that?
Yeah.
Was that you or me?
Who's there?
So, the other thing I look forward to is, like, starting my monthly game nights.
Okay.
I don't know if, I can't remember if that was back during COVID or later.
I feel like that was later.
But yeah, I started doing monthly game nights. So, nice. Last year I didn't really do any.
Not that I...
So this year I will, and you're going to be invited to all of them.
Sweet.
We'll do, like, a game of Monopoly, a game of Incoherent.
That thing. Love Incoherent.
We'll do, like...
Monopoly is a very dangerous game.
We'll do, like, Cards Against Muggles, or Cards Against Humanity, or Cards Against Bang 10, which is dangerous. We'll do, like... I just got into Disney Lorcana, which is, like, Pokemon card game kind of thing, but Disney characters.
Oh. Okay.
It's pretty fun. And then I play, like, Star Wars Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorcana, it's not anything like Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still very much new at it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, collectible cards. Yeah. So that's why I said Pokemon, because most people understand that basic concept.
Yeah.
Seen it. That kind of stuff. It's fun. I got a couple new games. I might get Disney Taboo.
Okay. We have a lot of games in my house. My mom and I just played Uno last night since we didn't have power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had power because we have a whole house generator. It was just we didn't have TV or internet.
Yeah.
So I was like, Categories, which is a really good game.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. Normal Categories, cards. Like, go fish or Uno. My mom picked Uno, and I was trying to get my younger brother to play. He goes, now.
Okay.
So, it was just mom and I.
Okay. And then puzzles.
I love puzzles.
And what I do is I'll put a puzzle out and not just sit and work on it in one day, but, like, come to it for, like, a week. Spend a whole week. Just any free time I've got.
Just try to put pieces together.
Because... when I used to go to my aunt's cottage in summer, one of our friends at in the campground, which was filled with cottages, they had a puzzle table, so they would get like a 2,500 piece puzzle at the beginning of spring, like Memorial Day, spring, whatever you want to call it. Like, because some years they'd come down the first day of spring to open up their cottage, and then other years they wouldn't come till Memorial Day. But the first day they came, they would text or send us, this is before text messaging, we would get a literal snail mail letter and be like, we are going to the cottage on this day if you guys, because we were all local and they're from like Vermont.
Yeah.
So he would, his family would have him send a letter and be like,
does this date work for you guys?
Does this date work? We're going to be there. And all summer we would work just together. We'd, if it was raining, go to their house and work on the puzzle. And it was really fun. So I find that that memory is near and dear to my heart. So I'm trying to incorporate it. So, like, I'm looking at them right now. I got a Lion King puzzle and a Disney 100 puzzle.
Okay, yeah.
And then I've got a bunch down in my puzzle cabinet. So, and when we're done with puzzles, we put either the sticker on the back or we glue them and then we hang them.
Nice.
So,
that's what after we're done with puzzle, we just put it back in the box. Cool. The other thing I forgot, going to the Cape May Zoo in the spring when it's warm enough. And it's an easy drive.
It is. And it's like scenic. I wanted to go today, but it's closed because of the weather. So.
We'll get there. We'll eventually get down that road.
And the aquarium. Sometimes they'll get, like, new. Apparently now they do the mermaids, not in November, February.
I saw that, February 21st.
So. We'll have to go. Because.
You have a membership anyway, so.
Yeah.
And
I have the membership where I can just go whenever I want.
Yeah.
Which is nice, because if the urge suddenly strikes me and I want to go see fish, I can.
I want to go see fish. Let me go to the aquarium.
Pretty much. And I get free parking, so that's nice. But, yeah, I think that does it for spring, because my brain can come up with no more questions.
There you go. All right, and with that being said, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com or follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.